Thanks, Rob.
Good morning. How are you going? Last little while, we've been talking about doing a little thing during our Summer Light series. So during January, this is what we call our Summer Light series, where we have guest worship people like Sam, where we cut back a little bit, we have a shorter service and a little bit more casual and do a few things. So we thought it'd be an idea to kind of do a thing like based on the show that's been on TV. Maybe you've seen it or haven't. This time next year, I will do what? Has anybody not seen that show? Okay, well, you just need to ask someone near you. The basic show is Karl Stefanovic interviews people, and they come and they say, what is it that you want to do? And they say, this time next year, some of the people say, I'm going to walk. Some people say, I'm going to beat cancer. Some people say, I'm going to run a marathon. Some people say, I'm going to do a whole bunch of different things that are kind of things. And then a year later, they have them on the show again, and they ask them, they get them to tell their story about that. So I'm hoping that today Alex is, he's just left the building, but I'm hoping that it's recorded, and so that we can keep a record of that. And over the next couple of weeks, if you want to share something, then we're going to come back to you next year and say, hey, how'd that go? So why would we be doing this? I just want to share just a couple of little things about that, and then just give a few people some opportunity to share today, and then we'll continue on that next week. Ephesians 2 and verse 20 says this out of the Passion Translation. It says, we have become his poetry, a reenacted people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. We are poetry in motion, so to speak. And God has planned and he's designed a destiny for every one of us. And actually, he designed it before we're even born. That's amazing when you think about that. God knows us. God already has things in store for us. God's already put a DNA inside of us to fulfill the things that he has in store for us to do. So in a sense, plans are good. Even though some of us may not be plan orientated, they are actually good. God had plans for us. And it's right and worthy that we should give time to consider what that destiny looks like, because God has a destiny that's already designed for us. God has a destiny that he's designed for us and he wants to fulfill in us. It's right that we should make plans then in alignment with that destiny. As Ruth just read, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're plans that are good for good, not for disaster. They're plans to give you a future and a hope. The Lord's plans for us are always good. Romans 8:28 says, God works everything together for good. So if there's a moment where you're thinking that God is not good or that God has brought something bad against you, that's not God. That's from a dark force, from Satan, the enemy, who wants to sow seeds of doubt, like Ange just shared, that you're not worthy. You don't receive prayer. Your plans are not good. You'll never come of anything. You'll just keep going around in this same cycle. You'll get to 54 like me, and what have you done with your life? That's what the enemy wants to tell you. And he'll keep telling you that, and he'll keep sowing that seed as long as you keep believing it and keep telling him that's okay to keep telling me that. Philippians 3, verse 12 to 16, Paul says, I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing. But I run with passion into his abundance so that I may reach the purpose that Jesus Christ has called me to fulfill and wants me to discover. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future instead. I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. So let all who are fully mature have this same passion. And if anyone is not yet gripped by these desires, God will reveal it to them. And let us all advance together to reach the victory prize, following the one path with one passion. It's clear there from those verses, God says you should get about running. I'll just say, if you're not running, you should run this year. No, I'm just joking. But God does say, God does say, symbolically, we should run with passion after his abundance. He says we should run with passion after his abundance, not we should just try and survive this year. Not we should just, oh, I'm behind the eight ball again, or this guy's got so far, or this, all the things that we speak over ourselves that just put us under the curse of the enemy to say life is just, oh, how can I get through this day? How can I get through this week? How can I get through another year? I'm tired. I'm over it. When will it end? Our culture speaks that every day. And it's up to us to declare a different thing over our life, a belief that says this year I'm going to run with passion after the abundance of God. You can make up your own thing what you want to do this year, but mine is much and more. It's a little cafe or I saw on a sign and it just the Holy Spirit spoke to me, much and more. I'm going after fullness this year, after abundance this year, after running with passion into the with abundance that God has for us, so that I may reach, that verse says, the purpose that Jesus Christ has called me to fulfill and wants me to discover. Jesus has a purpose for you and he wants you to discover it, and when you discover it, he wants to fulfill it in you. There's no better time to start to pursue that than today, this year. James 1, 5, verse 8 says this, if anyone longs to be wise, ask for God for wisdom and he will give it. He won't see your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures, but he will overwhelm your failures with his generous grace. Just make sure you ask empowered by confident faith without doubting that you will receive. For the ambivalent person believes one minute and doubts the next. Being undecided makes you become like the rough seas driven and tossed by the wind. You're up one minute, tossed down the next. When you are half-hearted and wavering, it leaves you unstable. Can you really expect to receive anything from the Lord when you're in that condition? What James is saying is, if we're going to ask for clarity about our purpose, then ask for it. And then believe the Lord is going to give you that. And then give God something to work with. Step out into that. God's not going to abandon you. God's not going to abuse you for trying to step out. And if you fail, that's okay. That's all part of a learning process. God wants us to move in alignment with his purpose. And sometimes we just have to get off the couch and start moving towards what God is calling us to and discover that in the way. He says, don't be wishy-washy. Steve Backlund says, better ask something in faith that's not right than to be wishy-washy and be wondering for a whole lot of while about what we should do or shouldn't do. In other words, step out. Once you've asked God, then believe that God is going to give that to you. Once you're searching for God, once he's given you a purpose, then go after it. Don't keep wondering, is this of God? Is it not? Is this really God speaking to me when I've asked him and been praying all these days for his will? Is this now really him speaking to me? Probably is. So trust the Father. If it's consistent with Scripture, if it's consistent with his promises, trust him and go after it and see where he leads you this year. Give God something to work with. So with that little short snapshot, and we've got about 10 minutes before we want to finish today, we want to try and finish earlier on these ones, I want to ask you, this time next year, what will you do? In a minute, I want to give opportunity for people, if I can just grab that mic, to come up and to share some thoughts. I'm hoping that some of you have thought about that. And I'm going to lead the way, just so that you have an idea of what I'm kind of thinking about. And it's not because my thoughts are any more special than any of your thoughts, or what I'm thinking of doing is any more special than any of you. I just thought if I'm going to invite you to do it, I'm going to lead by example. So I've thought about it. The way I think is like I think all these things, and it's hard for me to condense these things. I could keep going for a lot of time today telling you a whole bunch of things that I want to do this year, but I'll just narrow it down to four things. This time next year, I will have learned about, experienced, and become proficient in words of knowledge. Okay? That's something that I've been wanting to do for a little while. I've got a little handle on that, but I want to really, really want to press in to understanding, experiencing, become proficient in words of knowledge. This time next year, I want to significantly increase my experience and understanding of spiritual warfare. Just something that I feel has kind of on the back burner for a little while, and I want to just dive right into that and open that up and go a little bit deeper than that. This year, I want to read through all four Gospels again, take some time to savour the words of Jesus with a discipleship perspective and looking at some nuances and some things that he's wanting to speak to me about. But it hasn't been a while since I've read through them systematically, so I wanted to go through that. And the last thing that I'm going to do this time next year, I'll have read through the book of Revelations 12 times and increased my understanding, my knowledge, and my application of this book. Somehow I never get to Revelation at the end. It's always, there are a whole lot of stuff before you get to Revelation. And I always think it overwhelms me. It's just too hard to understand. It's just, and it'll happen anyway. So, this year I'm going to take a different mindset and approach to it. I'm going to think differently about it. I'm going to try and read it once a month and savor it, understand it, and apply it to my life. So that's four things that this time next year you can ask me about, and I'll tell you how I've done in those things. So with that in mind, anyone else want to share some of the things that they have thought?